Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. A Navy sailor from Pine Plains is being remembered as intelligent, caring, and accomplished. Shannon M. Kent, a 35-year-old chief technician, was one of four Americans that were killed after a suicide bomber triggered an explosion Wednesday of last week in northern Syria, according to officials. Her death elicited an outpouring of support on social media, some of whom remembered her. She graduated from Stissing Mountain High School in 2001. Dutchess County Legislative Chairman Greg Pulver said he knew Kent from a young age and watched her grow into a strong individual. Quote, I'm not surprised she quickly rose through the ranks as a Navy cryptologist as she was a master of languages, speaking seven fluently, end quote, Pulver said. Those of us who knew her personally will remember her brilliant mind, loving nature, and always hold her as one of our small town heroes. I pray that her family finds comfort and support during this difficult time. Flags ordered to fly at half-mast in her honor. In Kent, residents and business owners expressed support for replacing sidewalks in the town center during a hearing that was held last Thursday, but there were questions and concerns raised about the costs and options presented. Streetscape committee members each shared portions of the plan after an induction by First Selectman Bruce K. Adams. This is my opinion, is a project we can afford, Adams said, noting materials have been selected to give it an understated and consistent look. Well, last week, four New York residents were arrested after Connecticut State Police said after they chained themselves to a tractor in protest, the men said, of Cricket Valley Energy Center project, David Epstein, Philip Erner, Christopher Iverson, and Benjamin Schwartz, delayed a turbine transport from Kimberly-Clark in New Milford, Connecticut, to Cricket Valley Energy Center in Dover Plains. Although state police were escorting the turbines, Trooper Daniel Nichols was called to Route 55 in New Milford at about 11:26 in the evening. The men were asked to unchain themselves and move the tractor out of the roadway. They refused and told police they were protesting the power plant project. Gaylordsville Fire Department responded to the scene to cut the chains, according to a report. The men were arrested, facing a violation charge of disorderly conduct. New York State Police from the Dover Plains Barracks and Dutchess County Child Advocacy Center arrested Peter G. Wessel, 49, of Dover, for five counts of criminal sex acts in the second degree, all Class D felonies. An investigation found Wessel engaged in five separate instances of sexual acts with the victim under the age of 15 years old. He was arraigned before Town of Dover Court and released on a $100,000 secured bail bond. He's next scheduled to appear in county court February 11th at 4 p.m. Salisbury VNA will have flu shots at their next wellness clinic, which is coming up on January 23rd from 1 till 3 at 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7. The supper for January 25th, a soup, salad, bread, and dessert supper. The free will offerings for the supper will be used to purchase equipment for the church kitchen that will then be making prepping easier and serving safer. The church is located on Church Street. The Media Free Library will sponsor a game night on Wednesday, January 23rd at 6 p.m. Bring a friend and play some board games. Board games, snacks, and refreshments will be provided. All ages are welcome to attend. In honor of Martin Luther King Day, the Northeast Millerton Library is exploring how civil disobedience has been used in protesting injustices and securing rights and liberties throughout history. The discussion takes place on Wednesday, January 23rd at 6:30 in the annex at 28th Century Boulevard. For details, 518-789-3340 or anymillertonlibrary.org. Region 1 ABC Committee has a meeting set for Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the high school. Meanwhile, the Falls Village Canaan Planning and Zoning Commission will meet on Thursday. The Stanford Grange is holding its annual defensive driving course on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall on Route 82 in Stanfordville from 9 to 3. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is provided with a free will offering. More information or to request an application, contact Ryan at 845-868-7869. Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding a story time and crafts fair for all preschoolers accompanied by a caregiver. This and every Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. More information at 518-325-4101. Rudolph Steiner School launches their Spring Puppet Play Series at the Mason Library on Main Street in Great Barrington. This event takes place at 11:30 on Saturday. It's free. For more information, 413-528-4015. On Saturday, curators tour of the new exhibit, Sharon Cures, The Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town. Join co-curators Susan Shepherd and Marge Smith for a tour of Sharon Cures, Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town. The exhibit runs from November 10th through April 28th. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum are located at 18 Main Street in Sharon, Connecticut. The museum is open Wednesday through Friday from 12 to 4, Saturday 10 to 2, and by appointment. More information, SharonHist.org. The exhibit, Emily Rutgers Fuller's Landscapes, Ins and Outs, January 26th through March the 2nd. Reception coming up this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Salon demonstration on Sunday, February 3rd at 1 p.m. The D.M. Hunt Library on Main Street in Falls Village, huntlibrary.org. This month, the Bach Gallery at Sharon Playhouse transforms into the Bach Cabaret Club, presenting Broadway divas Jana Robbins and Haley Swindle. We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb. It'll be Saturday the 26th, 5:30 cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 performance. Purchase tickets online at sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the week at 24,706.35, the S&P 500 at 2,670.71, and the NASDAQ at 7,157.23. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.